Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT. Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 604 for Thursday, July 3rd, 2008, Toilet Tunes. And now, get ready for Dick. On behalf of the GizWiz and all the GizWiz properties at GizWizBiz.LLC, we'd like to welcome you to the Thursday episode of the Daily GizWiz. Some of you have complained in the past that this episode of the Daily GizWiz did not, in fact, have a theme, to wit, a recorded musical interlude to make the show sound better than it actually is. We here at GizWizBiz.LLC are so pleased to bring you this brand new Thursday theme. We hope you will enjoy it, and make sure you send us lots of money.
Does the GizWiz need another crappy theme? Yes, indeed, it's Thursday. The GizWiz needs, it's Thursday. Another crappy theme, it's Thursday. The GizWiz needs, it's Thursday. Another crappy theme.
Woo!
Oh, now tell, were you dancing or just chewing on a rough piece of hamburger?
Hello, Dick DiBartolo.
How are you doing? You know, now that I can see you, I couldn't tell if you were having a fit, eating a hamburger, or dancing to the
all
theme.
Three, actually. Yeah, I'm amazed and impressed at your perspicacity and ability to perceive what is actually transpiring on the video television set. I love that.
That's the wrong number here. What is this? The BBC presents the Daily GizWiz.
We know we could use a little class like that. I could hire some British guy. And now,
yeah,
ladies
right.
and gentlemen.
Yeah, like last time when I was out there and I had the people from Hallmark Cards tune in to see how sophisticated you were.
Yeah.
And you were sucking on a GizWiz ice cube, which was lighting in your mouth. You had the hat on backwards. It was good.
Did they enjoy that, by the way?
Yeah, they did. Yeah. They sent me an email and said they sent me the phone number for Norcross Cards, their main competitor. Oh, there you go. There you go. Yeah. Anything for a laugh.
Anything
Leo,
for a laugh. You know what's cool about this GizWiz ice cube? Do you sell these on the GizWiz site?
No. If you buy two hats, we're giving them away.
It changes color as you suck
it. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And the great thing is, like at a party, you throw that in your drink. What a conversation starter.
Oh, you're not supposed to put it in your mouth?
No, I think that's what they initially. that's what I. And then I thought, you know what? This would also be good in a drink. The guy came to me and said, I call them mouth cubes.
Mouth cubes.
What do you think? Mouth cubes. I said, you know, I like it. And I know someone in Petaluma who will love it. But for a wider audience, I think light cube works better.
It would be better to put it in your mouth. Yeah. I like this. This is really fun. So if I buy a cap, I can get one of these.
You get two caps.
You get a light cube.
One of them. Exactly.
Hello, Dickie D. How has your week been so far?
My week has been very, very good.
When you were here in Petaluma, it was a hot, hot. We were having a record heat wave.
It was really bad.
Is it a little cooler in Manhattan?
It's a little better. I had not expected. It was like 99.
It was really hot here. Now, it wasn't really humid
it
gets in Manhattan.
No.
But it was unseasonably warm. We don't normally get weather like that.
Yeah, but you know you have some railroad tracks just about three blocks from
That's
your
right.
house. I'm a big fan of that. Evidently had a siding that runs past the marina and went up to an old grain elevator.
Yes, so that's right. You saw that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's
you didn't walk on the siding, did you?
You're not. They have it mostly blocked off.
Yeah, that trestle has not. It's really rickety. You know, they're trying to bring back a trolley that will go on those old tracks through town, but this trestle is a problem because it can only hold about 5 pounds. And
yeah, I would. I'm not a structural engineer, but I would say don't put a trolley on it.
No. In fact, when we first moved here a few years ago, Santa Claus would come to Petaluma up the river and get off the river, but we had a paddle wheeler. And all the kids and all their parents and all these families, there'd be thousands of them on this trestle. And the trestle was kind of wavering back
and
forth.
Oh, my word.
And I thought, this is a tragedy. Santa's going to get off the boat and boom, the whole thing's going to go.
Oh, I was just going to say Santa came by train.
Jeez.
I was gonna say, now, there's a disaster waiting to
happen. Kidding. Fortunately, the civic fathers had some better ideas. They closed it off. They're going to rebuild it. They're trying to raise money to rebuild it so we can have a trolley.
Oh, okay.
If we get a trolley, I'll have you come out because that'll be fun.
Yeah. I'm a big trolley fan.
Yeah.
All right. Well, seeking out the most and unusual gizmos and gadgets, last week, the Euro Club. Today, toilet tunes.
I don't even want to know.
Okay, now let me show you how this operates. This device is a wireless transmitter.
Yeah.
Which is attached to the toilet seat.
Of course. Where else would
you
attach it? Yes.
Okay. Then when you go, can you hear now?
When you sit down, it does that?
No. When you open the toilet, it starts playing music. Now, I asked the gentleman why this device, and he said that people often go into the bathroom and don't lock the door.
Ah.
So what he's saying that when you lift the seat, if you hear someone outside hears music playing, they know you're smiling.
I'm a little skeptical.
Now, you can have Latin. Okay. Now, the one thing.
There's somebody in here. Don't come in. I'm doing my business. Okay. You better stay out. It's a little samba going on. Please give me some time. I got my pants down. Oh, yeah.
Well, now there's also sound effects.
I'm
not quite sure that they thought this out carefully.
No, wait a minute. Now, Japanese toilets have that.
Oh, okay.
Japanese toilets have that. And I'll tell you why. Because
if you hear that outside the door,
it sounds like you had a big night.
A
lot of beer.
There's an elephant in there?
Japanese toilets have sounds of running water and stuff pre-recorded for privacy. Because, you know, it's a small island. There are a lot of people on it.
Okay.
To mask the noises of nature.
Well, then you could have...
Oh, that's good. I'm not going in there. There's an anaconda in there. What is that?
We have waves. We have rain. And we have modern.
Oh, no. Now is the time on Sprockets when we flush. Wow.
Okay. So anyway, it comes, you get the transmitter. Now the sound unit itself comes with an AC adapter so it can be plugged into a wall.
Oh,
or it can be battery operated.
Oh,
and I guess if you want to take it on the road with you.
It on the road? Oh, so this is your personal device. This isn't like, this doesn't stay with the toilet. This is your
very
own.
Well, you know what? You're actually right, because this gets glued to the toilet seat, so it's not portable.
Well, you could bring it with you and glue it to your friend's toilet seats.
Yeah, and then when your friend opens their toilet, the music in your house plays.
I like that. Remote control.
That's
what is the name of this?
It's called Toilet Tunes.
Oh, that was going to be the Dookie Box or something.
Toilet Tunes. And since you're at your computer, I did not write down
It's gettoilettunes.com.
Okay,
gettoilettunes.com. And let me get the price. Apparently, he hasn't paid for his security certificates. It's only $29.95. You get two components. You get the sound machine and the sensor.
Yeah, need both.
Oh, where do you put the sound machine?
Well, the sound machine goes anywhere in the bathroom. Or I guess you could leave it right outside the door.
Oh, you could really confuse people.
And then they say, oh, I hear music. Either there's a band in the bathroom or someone is using the toilet.
I'll be right back.
So,
Here's a little video from the site.
She's dry skin.
He's listening in as she... Oh, dear. This is
not, are you okay in there?
Okay, we're going to stop that. There's a little soap opera on the website, should you care to.
The entire
it's explaining why you need this.
Right. Well, do you want to hear about Turtle Tunes or another dull report on the Sony PlayStation?
No, I like the Turtle Tunes. No, I think the Turtle Tunes is good. They're very good. And it's only $29.95.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now, you know, maybe someone will find a different use for it.
By the way, it's a $100 value.
Oh, okay.
I like how he says that. It's a $100 value, but it's yours today for only $29.95 plus $9.95 shipping and handling.
Yeah, well, it's like the daily Gizwiz. It's a $1,000 value, but we give it away because no one would pay $1,000, and even at $2, there wasn't too much interest.
Now, get this: the guy who created this, Lewis Green, is a screenwriter who has written movies.
Is this based on a movie?
I don't know, but he's written movies for some of the biggest names in the business: Antonio Banderas, Martin Sheen, Rebecca De Mornay, Jennifer Beals. And it actually was inspired by an embarrassing situation that happened with Jennifer Beals and Dennis Miller. And he's now...
The two of them?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay.
Apparently he was on he was featured on Donnie Deutsch's The Big Idea. According to the website, Donnie Deutsch said, "You cannot be in the business of accessorizing bathrooms without this." First, a couple of questions come to mind. Yes. Is there actually a business of accessorizing bathrooms?
Oh, what are you kidding? The National Toilet Show?
Is there really?
No.
I would believe it.
But you don't want to know something? There probably is.
I bet there is.
Oh, yeah.
There is. Toilet Tunes, the bathroom privacy solution.
And if the man's a screenwriter, we may very soon see Toilet Tunes, the musical.
I think you already are seeing that.
You're absolutely right.
I tell you, Dick, we're going to have to do a best of the Giz Whiz. Well, never mind. I'm not going to complete that spot. No, you'll get the idea. You get where I'm going here.
So we are the weirdest of the Giz Whiz.
We have the weirdest gadgets anywhere in the world. And that's why they call it the Giz Whiz.
Ricardo, it's time for letters.
Well, this letter comes from Samuel Lewis, who says, "Dick and Leo,
yes.
Being 19 years old, I don't get to be nostalgic very often because things on the Gadget Warehouse Friday usually are before my time."
Yeah, I have gadgets older than you, yes.
"But that was before episode 595, the original Game Boy."
Oh, yeah.
"I was born in the year it came out, and when I was old enough to play it, I became hooked."
Oh, wow.
I now have a Nintendo DS, and I had to stop and think how Nintendo has changed over the years.
It has, yeah.
Yeah, I can still hear the Tetris music in my head. Mm-hmm. Well, I take some aspirin. Thanks for all the memories and all the crap.
Did he say that?
Yeah, he must listen on Tuesdays, too. Signed, Samuel Lewis. Well, it's good to know that we have young listeners also.
That is so funny.
Yeah.
And it's really, I find it interesting that he actually hears, you know, you play a game so long that you can actually hear the music in your head. You know, it's just kind of, it's kind of in your mind. I think that's kind of
Toilet Tunes. I cannot get
that out of my head.
Cannot get my Toilet Tune out of my head.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because he mentioned that Tetris. I feel like I'm hearing it right now.
I don't know.
It could be. It must be my imagination.
I think I'm hearing it too.
Do you?
Yeah. I guess we've both gone a little batty.
Now see, they should play this, and then you'd know somebody was in the toilet playing Tetris.
Yeah.
Who could forget that wonderful music?
I'd like to.
I hear it still today. Dick, we're going to take a break. Come back tomorrow. You know what tomorrow is?
Turn the Table Tuesday.
Well, that too. We will see you then.
I'll be here.
D-A-I-L. Why, it's the Daily Giz Whiz. It's the Daily Giz Whiz. It's the Daily Giz Whiz.
It makes its own gravy.
Yeah.